Hello, everybody. I just wanted to do an audiobook here about, and Jason Metro and I had an exchange about it, about Sony having, previous to the intrusion of, or the hacking of PSN, they laid off their security staff, but they beefed up on the one for their development. Oh my fucking god. If that is really true, we have an IT disaster on our hands. That's like, you know, hey, you know, you're going to run out of gas in like 5 minutes. Yo, I don't care. I'm going to keep driving. It's like, what are you, stupid? Seriously, are you dumb? Oh my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I seriously can't believe it. Like, how in heaven's name? I don't know, man. I don't know. I am telling you, Sony did this entirely to themselves. This whole security breach is they're brewing, and they're going to get sued. And they're going to have to give us more than, you know, just two shitty old games and, you know, PSN Gold, which everything you download from there disappears after the month is over. That's how PSN works. Ugh, it's fucking stupid. But yeah, you laid off your SecOps team because you outsourced it to fucking India or Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur probably, you know, or Singapore even. Like, what the fuck, man? Seriously, what the fuck? This is what happens when outsourcing goes too far. Honestly, this is what happens when outsourcing goes way too far, man. And I understand, you can outsource, you know, the, you know, lower levels of IT, like, I don't know, basic support, you know, like brain dead basic support, like how to open up a Word document and shit, you know, that kind of stuff. You can outsource that garbage. But once you start getting technical into like scripts and stuff like that, or specific, you know, precise instructions with specific hardware, you know, that's different. And I think that should be onshored, or at least have it be in Europe, you know. I don't know, man. I think the outsourcing thing's got to stop. I know, but then it's like, oh, do you want to pay $5,000 for a laptop? Shit. Yeah, I know, because there's no way there would be people in this country willing to work, or in this continent, willing to work for pennies to put together electronics, computers, and everything back onshore. You know, the closest thing we had to onshore was Japan. Japan made their own televisions, they made their own stereos, and they built awesome shit. They built awesome shit. So did the Germans, man, with Grundig and stuff like that. They make good equipment. Anyhow. But yeah, it's just like, why Sony? Why? You could have to do even more apologizing now. You're going to have to do even more apologizing at this point, because that is a class action lawsuit. Wow. I'm telling you, man, I can't wait for the media to be all over this, if this is true. Now, it's not been proven in court yet. I mean, that's what they're, you know, claiming. That's what the plaintiff is claiming he has evidence. But if that winds up to be true, man, I was going to be in the news for a while. Anyhow, what else? Anyhow, I want to actually discuss this with Jason Metro on the air. I really do. Since he's an IT guy, we can talk technical, you know. We can use the tech terms, abbreviations and that shit. You know, geeky stuff. Yeah, that would be awesome, actually. Maybe I can do a 20-minute audio boo and upload it. Maybe, yeah. Hey, hit me up on that, Jason. If we just record 20 minutes, then I can upload it to Audioboo. Then it'll just be there. That would actually be pretty cool. But yeah, this is ridiculous. This is honestly ridiculous. And I bet you some of the people who got laid off got pissed and fucking gave something to the hackers or something like that to get in me. Wow. Just wow. Oh, Sony, you got some splitting to do. Fuck. That's insane. Anyhow, I'm going to get some shut-eye here, the little that I'll get.
Until then, toodles.